Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And very glad to have you with us. On Tuesdays, I love this segment because it is one of my favorites of the entire week to get to talk to Carol Markowitz. And the last time we were together, we actually got to do an entire show together, and we didn't talk about anything but food, which was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Carol, welcome back.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I don't know why we do any of this. Like,
well,
talking about food. What is this?
So in a few weeks, towards the end of this month, I think Mr. Piscopo is going away to Italy, and they've asked me to take one of the days that he's out, and I think I'd like to have you come in and sit in with me that morning. Now, I can't guarantee we'll have as good a breakfast as we had that night, but it'd be fun to do four hours in the morning together. Yeah. And we
order
some pancakes or something. I don't know. What's your favorite Russian breakfast food?
Like, it's Russian French toast. it's basically a non-sweet.
I was about to say, that's French not toast. Even a thing. So it's
and they use, like, Italian bread for it, like, or a baguette or something.
Yeah,
Russian culture is a very hodgepodge of other cultures. I think I was telling you this at the food event. They, you know, they do French food. They do Japanese food. They do it really well. It's not, you know, it's not a...
They do it with excellence, but it's just not their... I mean, they don't have borscht maple syrup or something. Well, anyway, so I was at the opening of a place called Cuba last night in Fort Lee. They've been open for a little while, but they had kind of like their official launch. And it was kind of fun because Chef Aldo showed up, and he wished you well and told me to tell you hi if I spoke to you. And I thanked him again for his very generous servings and food the other night at the Brick House in Wyckoff. That was a lot of fun. Hey, so let's talk about that other stuff. The president, your take on where we are with the impeachment. Do you sense that this is gaining in steam, kind of leveling off, or kind of depleting? Because I'm getting mixed signals from different people across the country in terms of how it's being received. I think flyover country is not doing anything with this. But what about where we are?
I've had two separate conversations recently with people who did not realize that the current impeachment story is allegedly different from the Russia story. They thought it was all one, the same story. Russia,
that's bad.
Ukraine, it's all just one thing. Well, but that's the thing. It's like it all sort of drifted into each other. It's like, oh, Russia's over, let's pick up something else. And I really don't think people have the capacity to deal with this anymore. I think the Democrats really blew a lot of steam on the Russia story, and I don't know that people have the attention span anymore to deal with their nonsense and to hear another tale taking place in Eastern Europe, and they're just like done with it.
See, that is exactly what several prognosticators that I talked to on somewhat regular basis had said, that, you know, that you're going to get glazed over eyes if you're trying to tell, you know, Joe and Susie Smith in Lincoln, Nebraska, that, you know, somebody from the Ukraine was doing something wrong. And then there's been, like, there was it's an interesting story that came out in the last 24 hours. I guess evidently Bill Clinton tried to say to Tony Blair, he asks Tony Blair at some point just before his reelection to for a favor. And he actually explicitly says in the phone call, this would be a big win for me going into the election if you could help me look into this. It's kind of like, you know, one thing for us, another thing for you, and you have to do what we say or we're going to impeach you. Like, there's really seems to be a double standard here that at least people that are paying somewhat close attention to are, I think, kind of zoning in on.
I've said this to you before. I have my problems with Donald Trump, but one of the things about him is he's not a politician. So he does not talk like a regular politician. And that's why when Mike Pence's name got dragged into it, I think I said this on your show, is that I will bet that Mike Pence did not have an inappropriate conversation with anybody about this. And why would I bet that? Because Mike Pence has been in politics long enough to know what words he can use, what turns of phrase he can use, and Donald Trump just doesn't.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. We'll see where that goes. And now the big hubbub is this ambassador, and should he be allowed to testify?
Yeah.
I keep telling people, you know, the executive branch has privilege. And the only reason we don't really know that much about it in the Trump era is because, unlike Obama, Bush, and Clinton, who used it all the time. Those guys used it all the time. Trump's hardly ever invoked privilege. And now he has a chance to, you know, kind of create some trouble for Adam Schiff and some other people. And I'm all in favor of letting him do his thing as president. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Hey, your piece this week is about Ms. Clinton. And, of course, she's been out there just cackling at everything related to impeachment. What? It's just cackling. But where do you, is she on the rebound? Is she coming back to the fore? Like, what is she, you said she's dumping on democracy and the media doesn't care. What are you writing about here?
It's beyond, you know, she does not accept that she lost the 2016 election. And
I've understood
fine.
That. I've heard that somewhere. She may be having a hard
level.
Time with that.
Sure. But, you know, she keeps bringing that perspective onto news shows with her. She was on The View and she was asked whether Donald Trump is a legitimate president. And she said no. And that kind of challenging of our democracy is a real problem for me. And it would be a problem for me even if Hillary Clinton lost and Donald Trump was doing the same thing. But the thing is, and the difference here, Kevin, is that nobody would be giving Donald Trump a platform to do that.
Right.
Nobody would be inviting him onto The View to talk about whether Hillary Clinton is a legitimate president or not. So the lack of pushback to me is really the biggest issue. And, you know, the fact that she gets to just spout off in this way and challenge the legitimacy of the American president is a problem for me, whether or not you like Donald Trump or not.
Yeah, it wouldn't really matter who it was that she had run against. This would be deemed inappropriate, especially since it wasn't really a contested election. I mean, everybody talks about popular vote versus electoral college, blah, blah, blah. But the rules that were in place at the time said that he won in a landslide. It wasn't even close.
Popular vote, to me, this drives me so bananas. Popular vote is not a thing. There's actually no reason to even calculate the popular vote because it's not a thing. Hillary Clinton was not trying to win the popular vote. It was an accident that she did. So we can't be using some metric that we don't even use.
You know,
somebody commented on my Facebook page yesterday. It's like being like, which one of them had more pantsuits? Oh, well, she had more pantsuits, so she wins the election. It's like the same thing. It's not at all.
Well, it's kind of like saying if the Yankees versus the Dodgers played in the World Series and Yankees won 4 games by 1 run or less, but the Dodgers won their 3 games by 28 runs each. And then people say, well, the Dodgers scored more runs, so they should be they should be the no, you win the games. And there on election day, there were 50 games played. And in California, they ran up the score. It was like 189-12, you know,
exactly.
Lakers versus the Clippers or whatever. But in the rest of the states, he won more of those games, 30 of 50. And I think he might win more next go around, but we'll see. Anyway, don't let Hillary Clinton
dump on
democracy and make the media care, says Carol Markowitz in the New York
Post.
Carol, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Now go eat some delicious borscht. Talk soon. It's Kevin McCullough.
I will go do that.